Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome humans. Novalane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to reclaiming your life from the clutches of, well, let's be honest, our phones. Ever feel like you're constantly tethered to that little screen, scrolling through endless feeds and losing track of time? You know that feeling when you glance up after an hour-long scroll session and realize you've completely forgotten about your own life? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not here to demonize technology. We're here to be real, practical, and find a healthy balance. Because let's face it, our phones are amazing tools, but they can also become major distractions when we let them. This is about taking back control, finding your focus, and prioritizing what truly matters in life. And trust me, you don't have to be a tech wizard or a monk living on a mountaintop to achieve this. It's all about simple shifts in mindset and habits. So, buckle up, because today we're diving into the 5 key takeaways that will help you overcome phone addiction by focusing on what truly matters most. First things first. Awareness is your superpower. You can't change what you don't acknowledge, right? Pay attention to how your phone usage actually makes you feel. Are you constantly reaching for it out of boredom or anxiety? Do you feel a sense of dread when you see notifications piling up? Get real with yourself about those feelings and use them as fuel to make a change. Next up, set realistic goals. Don't try to go cold turkey overnight, that rarely works. Start small by setting daily limits on your phone usage. Maybe it's just 30 minutes less than usual, or designating certain times of day as phone-free. Consistency is key here, folks. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is your phone-free nirvana. Create tech-free zones. Think about those sacred spaces in your life where you truly want to disconnect. During meals, while spending time with loved ones, or even just before bed. Make these areas phone-free sanctuaries where you can fully engage and recharge without distractions. It's amazing how much deeper the connections become when we put our phones away. Now, let's talk about filling that void. When you're not glued to your phone, what else are you doing? Cultivate hobbies, reconnect with friends and family face-to-face, or get outside and soak up some sunshine. Rediscovering the joy of real-life experiences is key to breaking the addiction cycle. Finally, remember self-compassion is essential. We're all human, and slip-ups happen. Don't beat yourself up if you find yourself scrolling for a bit longer than intended. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and keep moving forward. You got this. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at a park with friends enjoying a picnic lunch. Instead of everyone staring at their phones, you're having genuine conversations, laughing together, and truly connecting. Maybe someone throws a frisbee, or you all decide to go for a walk. This is what life looks like when we prioritize real connections over endless scrolling. This isn't some utopian fantasy, folks, it's attainable. By being mindful of our phone usage, setting boundaries, and cultivating fulfilling activities, we can reclaim our time and attention and create a more meaningful existence. So remember, your phone is a tool, not your master. You choose how to use it. By focusing it on what truly matters, real connections, enriching experiences, and living in the present moment, you can break free from the clutches of phone addiction and embrace life filled with joy, purpose, and genuine connection. Ready to take action? Start by implementing one small change today. Maybe it's turning off notifications during meal times or dedicating 30 minutes each day to a phone-free activity you enjoy. Share your progress with me, tag #YourPhoneIsTheVillain on social media, and let's build the community of empowered individuals who are reclaiming their lives. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.